All right, Joshua, today we're talking about patients. Not the ones in the smocks, the gowns that don't close. We're talking about having patience. And we've written about this topic a few times with the classic title, Lord, give me patience and give it to me now. But I know I've gone through a few things and I can share about patience, but I know you're going through a couple things. I want you to kind of just share one of them, one big one that you've had to deal with the last like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. And so as many of you guys probably know, the housing market is a little bit crazy right now.
Yes.
And so when me and my wife got married, we had this grand plan of renting for about a year and then finding a house and buying it and starting our kind of family in that home and kind of going from there. Sure. And of course, we talked about this on the podcast previously, man plans, God laughs.
Right.
And so that went off the rails real quick.
Sure.
And so we've been patiently waiting for a home for about 2-3 years now we've looked.
Yeah.
And so to say we've needed patience, it would probably be an understatement. And I know that there are many couples out there that have been looking longer. And probably feel this very close to home for them.
Sure.
But I know what's interesting to come out of this was in our life group, there are many couples starting out, either just married or got a year or two into the marriage like we are. And a lot of them were looking for homes around the same time we did or a little bit after, mm-hmm. and were able to find homes and buy them and start getting nesting started for their families.
Sure.
And so it was interesting to see, not only do I need patience for buying a home myself, mm-hmm. but I need patience while looking at other people mm-hmm. getting what I so desperately want.
Sure.
And so that's really, it was difficult not to be like, man, I'm really envious of that couple over there because they started looking for a house, 6 months ago. They found a house. It was perfect for them. Mm. Put the down payment on and move forward.
Sure.
And so patience is one of those things that oftentimes we talk about how we want patience. Mm. So God puts us in positions to grow patience.
Exercise that patience.
Right. And so, because we always joke about wanting to like, give me patience, give me now.
Yeah.
And we need to work on it like a muscle. And so we've just had to learn to let go and let God and just be like, well, if God wants it and it's in his will, it will happen when it happens. But it's difficult in those days where you're just like, Lord, I've waited so long.
Sure.
And God's looking at you like, not long enough, bud. Keep waiting.
Wow.
So it's difficult. And there's no like, here's my 10-step plan to getting patience. It takes being very okay with maybe not getting the thing you want.
Yeah. I got to say that, our journey and most things. And like I say, let's use a house for example. So we got married, lived in an apartment for 2 years. We're like, hey, let's go ahead and look for a house now. Mom had inherited money from her grandfather. Wasn't much, but it was enough for a down payment. So we're going to use that. And so we're looking at houses. This is back in New Orleans. And we put a bid on a house. This little dink of a house. just modest, to say the least. And someone overbid us. Oh, the travesty. Oh, my goodness. We were shattered. We're like, because, when you look for a house, you put yourself in that house immediately. When you make a bid, you're like, I'm getting this house, right?
Right. That room is my dining room. That room's the kids' room. That's where I'm going to homeschool the kids.
Right. I can see myself taking a nap there.
Right.
And a nap over there. So, we lost that house, and I don't want to look at another house right now. I need a break. So her and her grandmother spent, 2-3 weeks looking at little houses, and we wound up finding the house, making a bid, getting the house. Another dink of a house, just very small. We had a modest budget, so it was going to be a very modest house. And same thing with vehicles. We keep our vehicles a fair amount of time. We don't keep it 25 years, but we dang sure don't keep it like every year. This one's dirty. I'm going to get another one. Or I'm going through my midlife crisis again. I got to get another vehicle. So when it's time for us to get a vehicle, you know, we have a budget in mind. We go out there, of course. And your budget's always your budget, not the actual budget.
Right.
And I find that when I am looking at, let's say, a car, and I'm like, I can't find the one that I like that I can afford kind of thing. If I park in a parking lot, like a mall, and I walk by other vehicles, it feels like every single one of them are gold-plated, brand-new, diamond-encrusted vehicles. I feel like when I'm going through something like that related to a thing or money or whatever, I feel like I'm surrounded by millionaires. And that's probably envy to some degree that you're like, you know, say you wanted to buy a house. You're like, everybody I know gets a house.
Yeah.
And they get it easily. And they don't just get a house that is in my budget. They get a house that's like $200,000 above my budget, and they act like, well, sure, you can't buy a house with $700,000.
Right.
Do you even try? So yeah, it's very challenging. You know, I think most guys would be a little bit on the impatient side. I think women, and this is very broad strokes here, strike me as maybe a little more patient. They're kind of like worried about the details. Guys are like, I want to buy the vehicle now. And so we've struggled with, you know, houses as well as cars over the years. What has helped is not focusing on unrealistic goals. You know, if I just say I can only afford a vehicle that's $5,000, I should not be looking at a vehicle that's $20,000. It does not matter if everybody I know can afford a $100,000 vehicle. It does not matter. It's hard to accept because you're like, well, I work. I save to some degree. Why can't I afford that, you know? And so it's very challenging. That's what makes the fake social profile life so weird, right? If you would look at people and like tie a number to that, you're like, did you know Bobby is a billionaire? Because apparently he is. His whole timeline is him in Aruba with his family and driving his Lambo. So it's challenging. I know it feels like it's never ending. When you don't feel like you're making progress on it. But I could say on the other side of purchasing a home, purchasing a vehicle, the right vehicle for us, the right home for us. It made it much more sweeter. And the future me wasn't pissed at the past me. It's like, you painted me in this corner. We can't afford this.
Right.
And boy, I tell you what, there are people out there who paint themselves into corners of being impatient. And so, did you find that both you and Heather were about the same when it comes to patience? Because I know Mom and I probably were not and currently are not.
Yeah. I think it depends on what the thing is. I think I am probably a little more impatient than she is. I want the thing and I want to get it done now.
Right.
Whether that's doing something, getting something, achieving something. Right. And she's probably much more like, well, let's figure out what's going on. We'll kind of like plan it out, that kind of thing.
Nice.
And usually that tends to be the case for most couples that I've seen in my life group. They kind of like, one is the let's, you know, push hard. And the other person's like, well, let's take it slow and let's figure this out. Because if you get two people who are both fast and furious, a lot of stuff's going to happen. Maybe not good.
Family.
Yeah, but if you get two people who are so terrified to make decisions or are too patient,
sure,
nothing ever gets done. And you'll look at him and be like, weren't you planning to move? No, that's 10 years from now.
We will one day.
And so, I mean, it's compliments, right? I mean, one helps the other. It's making sure that you benefit in that, because you can look at someone who maybe is a little more patient than you and be like, you know, why aren't you in such a rush? We should be getting this done. And right. Then the other side of that is like, why are you in such a rush? We need to chill out and kind of calm down. And so, you know, playing on the strengths of both sides has helped us quite a bit.
Now, we'll drive this point home, because here where we turn this to the Israelites and the wilderness, right?
Talk about patience.
Patience. But a state of the heart, right? Mm. They wandered around mumbling and grumbling, wanting to go back into slavery. Oh, remember the good old days when we used to get beat? Oh, man. Let's go back there. What should have taken probably 20 days to get where they wanted to go, 40 years. If you want to extend whatever situation you're in, start grumbling.
Mm-hmm.
Start getting wrong minded, and God will keep you or me right where we are until we learn that lesson.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, patience. I think that's something that, and we're covering these little topics here and there. We just did communication. We did anxiety, patience. We need to do something fun on our next one, because these are heavy topics. Mm-hmm. But I think this is something that everybody struggles with, and they probably don't seek help. They probably don't communicate it very well, and we're all vastly different about it. And so, if you are impatient, if you are the fast track, let us know. If you are the tortoise, easy going, let us know too. We want to see what works for people, because for every extreme, that person is looking for the opposite to say, I can't make a decision. I need someone to help me make a decision. And then this little person is like, I am so impatient. I'm always making the wrong decisions. I need someone to help me slow down and weigh the details. And so leave your comments below, and let's start a good conversation about how we all handle patience. So with that being said, thanks for joining us today.